Malone saw the lights in the windows. What had Stephanie said earlier, inside Hansen's shop? My husband said you were a man who could find the unfindable. Malone had never met Lars Nell. He died about a year after Malone joined the Magellan Billet, but he'd read all of Nell's books. The book Stephanie had tried to buy at the auction was Pierre Gravé du Languedoc, Inscribed Stones of the Languedoc, an odd title on an even odder subject. He knew that Stephanie had always been unimpressed with her husband's work. That dispute was the number one problem in their marriage and eventually led to a continental separation. So what was she doing in Denmark 11 years after his death? And why were others intent on interfering with her, even to the point of dying? He needed to learn what he could. Suddenly, something burst from one of the top-floor windows in Hansen's building. Malone stared up as a body flipped in midair, then slammed onto a parked car. He raced forward and saw Peter Hansen. Something whizzed by close to his head, and Hansen's chest lurched upward. Another swoosh and the skull ripped apart, blood and sinew splattering his jacket. He whirled around. In the shattered window, three floors above, a man with a gun stood. The same man in the leather jacket who'd started the shooting in the cathedral. More bullets rained down.
Mr. Malone, this does not concern you.
Does now.
Malone crouched low and used parked cars as shields to work his way down the street. 20 yards away, he glanced back. The face disappeared from the window. He stood and ran. Blood pounded in his temples. His heart thumped. Damn, he was back in the game. Running footsteps were approaching from behind. He crisscrossed the streets. Across an empty expanse rose a church. He needed a place to hide and raced across to its marble portal. The lock clicked open. He shoved the door inward, closing it gently. Scattered fixtures lit the interior. He searched the darkness toward the altar and spotted stairs and a glow from below. He descended.